San Francisco is well known for its landmarks, and in certain quarters, it's also known as the home of a landmark brewery, now being threatened by a housing boom. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, it is just part of a battle that could change the face of San Francisco.
At the base of Potrero Hill, just south of the city's famed Market Street, you can still see the remnants of San Francisco's industrial past. It's a neighborhood of warehouses and welder's shops, and there in its midst is one of America's premier microbrewers, Anchor Steam. Fritz Maytag has been brewing and bottling Anchor Steam beer here since 1979. Maytag points to a gigantic copper boiling pot called a mash tun, sitting just a few yards from his office.
Every beer we make is an old malt beer, which means we use malted barley or malted wheat in combination. We cook them in the mash tun. It's just like making oatmeal. Let's take a look.
The yeasty aroma fills the brew house and reaches outside to a changing neighborhood. But now the changes could impact Anchor Steam, a fact that became clear when a local developer recently bought the property next door and announced plans to build 41 residential units. Maytag saw the signs of a trend he didn't like.
Well, I was horrified. This area where we're sitting is the area where we expect someday to build a much larger building and have our packaging and warehousing here. So we see this as very much our industrial site.
To hear Maytag tell it, if the city allows housing to be built near Anchor Steam, it'll be just a matter of time before he and other industrial employers will be pushed out of San Francisco by escalating land values.
Are we going to end up with a pure residential city of high-rises with office, international corporate offices and fancy housing only? That's what will happen, and it'll happen rather swiftly if the citizens of San Francisco don't make a commitment to having a diverse city, diverse economically and enterprise-wise.
If you think about a diverse economy, then you think of small businesses.
Sophie Maxwell is a city supervisor who represents the Potrero Hill District. She wants to put the brakes on residential construction in the neighborhood until the experts and residents can finish a zoning plan.
And it's not just about Anchor Steam Brewery. It's about all the other businesses. It's about our character. It's about really looking at what we're doing.
While the developer who wants to build next to Anchor Steam declined to comment for this story, Fritz Maytag has become one of the leading voices against what's happening to San Francisco's industrial zone.
He is one of San Francisco's beloved characters, I would say, but I don't think there's any threat to Anchor Steam Brewery.
Jim Chappell heads Spur, a public policy think tank. He says Maytag and Anchor Steam will survive and probably thrive as land values around the brewery rise. And Chappell discounts the impact of losing industrial property since San Francisco has been losing blue-collar jobs for the past 50 years.
In terms of the overall planning picture for San Francisco and Potrero Hill, nobody has demonstrated that industrial uses are growing. So why is it we have to keep these things in the city?
From the days of the gold rush, San Francisco has been a boom or bust town. The latest boom is in housing, and the question is, what will San Francisco look like once this new wave washes across the city? Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.